Yeah, I think we're recording this time. Let's try to start this episode for like the 20th time.
This is episode one.
Yes, again. But now we got to play the music so we can sound like a real podcast.
Let me cue the picture so you can see who's singing it. Like, I wish I could see it. Don't worry, visual's coming soon.
All right. Yeah, we can't. We don't have the budget for that. They didn't cut the.
They didn't cut the check. Crown Royal didn't cut the check yet.
It's not even that. Donald Trump didn't cut the check.
Oh, my man in there. That's like two. He like two stacks. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. Come on, J-Lo. What the fuck? I'm playing
like
the song.
Like she's in the next room. J-Lo, where's the food?
You think J-Lo could cook?
She from the Bronx, bro. She definitely know how to sazon.
Yeah, but like, I'm trying to like definitely get. There you go. That J-Lo like that looks like she could cook. Look at her arms.
She got that potato salad elbow.
That is the, yeah.
That's a potato salad.
She have tennis elbow for the potato salad.
She wears sports diagnostic.
She definitely takes like Molly and does like the.
Molly, why?
Because that's. No, listen to the beat. Doesn't it sound like you have to be high to enjoy this? Like, listen how she enters the music.
Oh, she was on pills.
Yeah. Like a movie scene.
Whoa.
That yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, introduce yourself for, like, the fifth time.
Yo, my name is Shane Timberlake. On Instagram is I am Shane Timberlake. That's my government, so my certificates and all that. And you really don't like to introduce yourself, but
I
it's
have to.
If you have to this time. Introduce yourself, sir.
I am general manager of Taco Bell, Ash Madison.
Yeah.
I am located. I'm not going to tell you where I'm located.
Let me tell you about this man real quick, man. He's resurrected. If y'all saw his previous post about the, I'm coming home. If y'all saw that, man, the dude is back to what he loves doing. I'm glad I was able to talk to him on the day that I found out I had COVID in the same car with him. I was like, yo, we should do a podcast. You're positive. We both pull our mask up. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was on the way back. I found out that I had COVID. But that was during, like, the whole, and everybody was running rampant and shit. But, yo, welcome back to this shit, man. Like,
it feels good to be home.
You need to fucking be, man. You're home.
Let's see how long this lasts. Let's see how many episodes I can do before I get canceled or before you quit.
That shit ain't happening. Gator don't play that shit. I ain't fucking quitting, man.
I don't know, because I'm going to have to be looking for a new co-host, and I'm just going to hold auditions to this.
Yo, you really can't help but dance to this stupid shit.
You have to. And then when they fuck up,
who's next?
Ain't nobody next. We're going to speak we're gonna speak shit to existence. I'm going to display extreme amount of patience. I'm going to do my research on shit. You'll see.
You'll see just
shout
not today.
To previous co-host, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I thanked every single person that was a part of that journey.
Yeah.
Because I feel like all of that was experienced for this.
Yeah,
because
you got somebody. I think I'm your least experienced co-host, but I'm over here. Shit, I bring stuff, you know what I'm saying, from a different spectrum of shit.
Yeah.
We're very much alike. There's a lot of things we're
oh,
very
absolutely.
Much alike, and then we have stuff that, so this shit is going to work, man.
I just feel, like I said, everything I did prior, has brought me to like where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And even the radio gig that I'm on.
Yeah.
Like they took all the stuff from my old work. And it was like, okay, like this guy really knows what he's doing. So
your prior work has brought me to want to bring you back. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad. I mean, I'm just hopefully people listen.
Hey, yo, fuck, listen.
If not, it's just
no point intended. Listen here. No, we're going to get people to listen, man. Watch. This is how it's going to happen. When whoever is going to listen to this, it's going to be recorded. I'm taking at least 30 people that I know. I'm taking their phone, and I'm going to subscribe to this shit. I don't care if you have half a gig left on your 16-gigabyte iPhone 6. Your last gig is going to be used on subscribing to this podcast. It's going down.
If not, it could just be this.
Fuck that. There's no gunshots in the back shooting crickets?
I didn't download the gunshots because I felt like everybody
crickets.
Does. You got to do the ones where you step on them.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. We're going to find a low battery.
Yeah, we're going
to
hear
shout
a lot of that.
Third host in here, man. Her name is fucking
Fiona.
Fiona the fucking, I don't know.
Low battery queen.
Low battery queen, yeah.
So where would you like to start now that, you know, we have no real episodes? Besides the interview that I did. An interview yesterday.
Let's all right, before we even dive into that, let's shout her out. I listened to the interview, I gave it CarPlay, man. That was a great interview.
Thank you. I tried. Mean, yeah, I really tried.
Yeah, y'all did a good. Did she try? Oh shit. Yo, you. It's like getting those. Hey, what are you doing? And you get the I don't know or watching TV. You know what I mean? Like that's how you used to kind of make it seem like the interview kind of went. It was like, yo, can I have some articulation back? Like, is there a backstory to shit? That's what I got from what you were telling me this morning. Because in the very beginning, she was talking a lot.
Yeah.
But then when you get like to the middle, that's where I pulled up to the gym and had to come inside. I think that's the point where you were telling me that she was like very one-worded.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I tried my best. I mean, thanks. I thank her for doing the interview because I didn't think she would because my computer crashed.
Yeah.
Thus, all these episodes being lost. Thus, this being episode one, even though we're going to say it's episode four.
Missed out on some good shit on the previous episodes. But
yeah, man, we're going to try to recreate. But, you know, once
we smash them all into this one?
We can try. Like, you know, we definitely need to introduce our favorite fucking drop.
Oh, please.
But we need real reason to drop. Like, to drop. We can't just drop them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's going to come up because we're going to talk
about it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because in this episode, we're going to talk about the first ever gray sweatpants walk.
There we go. I'm with it.
There we go.
Hello, ladies.
Y'all got the slow walk.
I'm in gray sweatpants now.
Thanks, man.
I'm ready.
Yo, here's the just gonna start walking. I'm gonna tell you how this whole gray sweatpants shit started. Cause I put up on my Instagram, I put that whole post a picture. I know that people think I'm reaching and being a little trying to be out there. I'm like, hey, you know what? If they're fucking, if I'm thirsty then they're hungry. Okay, because I'm not thirsty, it was good to interact.
You know, a wise man said be hungry, not thirsty.
I like that.
But continue.
And the whole thing is, in order to grow your Instagram following, they say to engage. And Instagram has their own ecosystem. So I'm like, you know what? I saw my homegirl Dez put it up, and so for other people, they were getting good answers. So I put that up, and there was one chick that was like, and what was the question? It was post a pic of what I should see more, or something like that. And she straight went for the fucking gusto. One said, this is too explicit for you to put on Instagram. And then a few down the line, somebody was like, I want you to post a pic of you in gray sweatpants and no shirt. And she had like the little sexy emoji. And then other
what's
the people,
sexy emoji?
Like just it's like licking their lips and drooling and a whole bunch
okay,
of shit.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, shit. So I'm like, yo, listen, man, I'm very hesitant to do it. It's very expected of me because the whole air quote, you're light skin. I mean, duh, look at my fucking skin color. You're light skin. You're acting
light, light skin activity.
Yeah, man. So that whole thing brought up the whole, you know what, man? I'm going to fucking feed into it. One day I'm going to be brushing my teeth with a halfie, and for all the ladies, I'm going to be, that's so fucking stupid to me. I'm not going to feed into shit. I take that back.
Oh, wait till I get my body. That's all you're going to get. I'm throwing all my shirts in the garbage. Every last fucking, anything that looks like a T.
Gone.
Gone.
We get you, you ever see the dudes in the gym with the thong fucking tank top?
Gone.
I would never.
I'm not wearing a thong top.
Thong tops and gray sweats? Nasty man.
With Crocs.
You're a nasty man.
I am.
Nasty man. Socks, no socks.
Oh, socks. My toes are ugly. I'll have to spare.
Spare a few eyes.
It's like when you have sex, like you, I have to have socks on. For two reasons. One, the toes are ugly. And two, grip.
Grip. Oh, like, I've seen the
yeah,
grip.
Like I had this on one of my old episodes, like hospital socks.
Yeah,
with the grip.
Oh yeah,
with the grippy.
Oh yeah,
that is key.
What's the other spot?
Especially when you go into Pound Town from back.
Yeah,
like you bring it around town.
I need a grip.
Yeah, you need the grip.
Because
if it's like nice and like hot and moist in there.
The description is crazy.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you get lost.
Oh, 100%.
So, you know, you need grip.
Yeah.
If not, you're just going to, like, fall. You're going
to
slip.
I've had the hospital socks from my knee surgeries, but I also had the... You ever been to Rebounders?
Yes, I have.
They give you those type of socks as well.
They're orange. Speaking of Rebounders, do you want to let people know who your alter ego is?
Oh, damn. That was a great transition, God.
Yes.
All right, so... I unofficially call my, you're the king of the unofficial word. I unofficially call myself.
I wanted to call myself
Dennis Rodman of this shit, of the relationship game, or as Ash called me one day, which had me screaming. He was like, all right, D-Rod. I was like, that shit is hilarious. So I'm going to tell you why I call myself. What is Dennis Rodman known for?
His hair.
Yo, we fucking had this conversation. I know. You always give me that same answer. It's fucking hair. All right, skill wise on the court,
rebounds.
He'll have 2 points and 98 rebounds and a block. So with this whole relationship, I'm equating it to, I'm drawing parallels to me always getting in relationship, not relationships, situationships. Stupid ass word. But my situations are off the rebound. The last few situations that I was in, it was off of a rebound. Somebody in a relationship, it didn't work out too well. It ended up very toxic, should I say, because now they had mad
reservations. That's a good word.
Yeah, toxicity. Toxicity or toxivity?
Both. Toxicity. Fuck it.
So I get caught in the crosshairs of being a good man, and then I see these, the honeymoon stage is amazing, and I'm getting all the, fuck this motherfucker, you're nothing like him. And I'm not trying to prove that I'm nothing like this person at first. But then you get caught in the toxicity of it, and everything that she told you that the previous person did, I make sure I don't. But why am I making sure I don't when I'm already naturally being that way?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not, I don't do that whole, and if females get mad that they think I don't show certain energy to certain shit. No, I'm not going to be like the last dude because I'm not that. And now you want that back? That's a bad fucking rebound, man. Several times.
Do I even, because I really want to go back into the topic of what we had last week and then the computer crashed.
Which one?
It's when women like to get, like, they don't like to, but they get beat.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do this. We're going to bring it right now. So women, like, they get beat, right, by these niggas, right? And they're afraid to leave.
That shit makes and they me stay. So fucking
so
mad.
Now, well, what I was saying last week, and, you know, God tried to save me by crashing this computer. But we're back. So now...
Oh, man, I'm about to kick this shit.
I think... The next woman I'm gonna
Real quick, I have nothing to do with this. Shane Timberlake has nothing to do with this. Yes,
I'm gonna beat the dog shit out of her.
Oh my god.
I'm lying. But it had me for a split second. Like, maybe I should beat these women.
Oh my god, yo. How about you beat her over the head with love?
Yay. No, I was gonna be a smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick.
I have a story about that.
About smacking them with
no,
a dick?
No, that's terrible.
Oh.
Not smacking nobody with no dick. But I have a story about women being, unfortunately, being mentally and physically abused and staying. So I had a long distance relationship in Florida, mm-hmm. right? So there was...
That was your first mistake, just Florida. Not the person.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Shorty from Florida was actually the most level-headed person I've ever met in my fucking life.
From Florida?
Is, yeah. Which amazing. She wasn't drinking the tap water. So she was good. So check this out. I don't know if I ever told you this story. So she has a cousin, right? Her cousin's dating this dude. You know, everything's cool in the beginning. So she finds out that this dude is putting hands on her cousin, right?
Hands or hands and feet?
Just hands.
Okay.
Smacking her. It's fucked up, right? I hate this shit.
Both are horrible.
Yeah. So,
but sometimes feet is involved.
Feet is disgusting. Like, that means you have no fucking... You should never put your hands on a woman. Then you go to feet, you should be blown up. You should be fucking beat the shit out of. I get really crazy about that shit. So check this out. So she found out her cousin was getting beat up by this dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
So her cousin's brother shoots the motherfucker.
As he should.
Below the waist. You know, non-tempting, you know. Boom. He does about 2, 3 to 5. I may be wrong on how many years he did, right? He did
worth
time
it.
In prison. Came out. And she's still fucking with this dude, bro.
Dickless?
Still fucking with my man. He had to shoot the dude because he put hands on his sister. You're thinking the sister be like, you know what, it got that far. I should not. First of all, it shouldn't have to get to that point. If somebody putting their hands on you, any woman, you should leave the situation because it's just going to get worse. Just going to get worse. So just leave. So he shot the dude out of respect for the sister protecting, came out of prison, and Shorty's still with him. So that goes back to the people getting abused.
I'm
going to
shoot the shit out of these bitches.
I'm going to be a little AK right now.
Yeah.
It's bad, yo. That's bad, son.
So it goes to the question that I say all that. Hey. I'm kidding, first of all.
Yes.
Ladies, I'm kidding. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm playing. The question I really wanted to pose to you, and this is when the computer crashed. So let's cross our fingers and our toes that the computer doesn't crash right now. If you see a woman getting her ass beat, would you intervene?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yo. It may be the stupid motherfucking in me, but I remember we got into the whole people dying off of helping.
Yes, and that was my, because this is also something old that I covered on my podcast like years ago. I won't, because I've seen and heard like stories of people like really like about to get like the dog shit beat out of him, yeah. and they'll intervene, and then it was like a setup. Yeah. Oh, she still defends the nigga as she's getting a black eye. She's that would hurt him.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. So maybe what I would do to intervene is make it short and sweet. Push the fuck out of the dude. Like, just try to knock him out after the first punch and then just bounce.
Nah.
She's yours now. Drag his ass back in the car, you dummy. But it's just like, I can't.
I don't know. I kind of this has nothing to do with me. I'm just going to let him rock. Like, good luck.
I can't, yo. I can't.
Does that make me a shitty person?
No, it don't make you a shitty person. It makes you aware, because it's unfortunate. You trying to be a good person can get you fucked.
I'll give you a story where I wound up getting arrested, but then like released in the same night. So I was at my cousin's house. This is when I was still like fucking with that side of the family, and there was this one girl, well, I'm a woman because she's a little older, and she was feeling me.
Yeah,
cause why not? It's me.
Talk your shit. Hello,
yeah, and I was like, you know.
Yeah. Rat tailing.
Oh yeah.
Straight rat tailing.
I went to my cousin's room of just towels. I had shit ready.
That shit was
hot and ready like little C's.
Yeah, hot and ready. He had a whole case of rat tails, man.
But yeah, like she was feeling me or whatever, but I knew she was married, so I was like, you know what? This is a can of worms I'm not even trying to open, so I'm just gonna let it rock. So homeboy comes to the party and he yanks her because she's talking to me, but like it's not even on some like, yo, like she's trying to show that she's feeling me, like she's trying to keep like the composure.
Yeah.
So like we're kind of sitting at the distance like me and you are, like it's not like she's sitting next to me or whatever. So we're talking and I just see her getting yanked. Like, you ever seen the cartoons when they take, like, the cane and they pull them?
And you see the smoke from the fucking...
Yes. That's what I felt like I saw. He yanked her by her hair.
Yeah.
Dragged her all over the, the living room.
Yeah.
And, like, we're on the second floor, so he's dragging her down the stairs.
Like... He wouldn't even made it to the steps, though.
Nah, because I was so shocked at what the fuck I saw.
Nah, you're right. It'd be a little shocking.
So, I actually went, and, like, when he got down the stairs, like, I, like, jumped... From like the middle of like the staircase,
man caught flight off the stairs.
Yeah, I landed on this dude that and just I just started like shit. I just started like punching this nigga like for real.
Good,
dude was bleeding, and I found out this nigga's a cop. So
you know what pisses me off about that? You're a regular ass person right now, doing some dumb. Don't use your cop shit when you get your.
Oh
ass
no, he used his cop shit.
What the fuck?
This is before I had like family members in like law enforcement.
Yeah.
So now everyone's like, no, like, yo, he's trying to like defend her, and
hey,
and then you know what's the kicker? She took this nigga's side.
Yo,
that's the shit that had me like, damn, bitch.
You know,
like,
you know
I'm
what
trying
happened?
To save you.
You know the rapper game. I'm just gonna equate the situation of people using being law enforcement to their advantage when they're outmatched because they finally can't fucking win.
Mm.
Games. I think he punched the off-duty cop in a basketball game. Like, bro, you're now a fucking basketball player. You're not a cop right now. Like, don't use that. And in your situation, my man's supposed to serve and protect. We all know the situation when it comes to certain cops. We all know the situation.
Yeah, he was serving them fucking.
I would have served the
those knuckle
fucking,
sandwiches.
Yeah, and the dangerous thing is when you beat the shit out of a fucking somebody that's in that position, a bad cop, because they all have amazing law enforcement out there, right? But when you beat the shit out of somebody that deserved it. Other real dudes will respect that. But you get locked up.
And I got locked up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now they find out what you do, and you become like a fucking enemy.
Oh, yeah, I was enemy of the state.
Yeah, come on.
I got let go. It happened on a Saturday, so I got let go on a Monday.
One of those, right?
Yeah.
They be warning you, if I gotta lock you up now, you won't see the
day. It was just mad. I'm mad, because, like, all she had to say was, like, yo, my man was beating, the piss out of me.
Like, help me
and
out.
And he tried to help. She's like, no, It was him, like, attacking my man. I'm like, come on, like, what the fuck?
Now, in
like,
that case, does she deserve to get her ass whooped now?
No, because no woman deserves to get her ass beat.
Never, but what the fuck is that?
But she deserves to at least get, like...
Damn,
like,
headlock? A little headlock. I'm not, nah, by,
like,
me.
Like,
not
like,
by me.
Like, just grab it by the pussy.
Oh, all right, there.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what she deserves.
No,
I mean, don't grab her by the pussy, but...
She deserves to be by her fucking self so she can love us. Shit, because ain't no person that allows himself to get beat up love themselves, straight up.
Yeah, I don't know. It was frustrating.
I can fucking.
Because I was like, I wasn't holding. I didn't you even did make right it to thing. Like act. No, I did the wrong thing because I went to jail.
No. you did the right thing and paid the piper for some fucking fuckboy shit. But you know what I'm saying? You did the right thing, bro. I stand. Everybody that's listening will stand by you 100%.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure they would. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's not on the list of things that I regret. I kind of went over that, even though those things got deleted.
Let me talk to the police officers out there, because I got some ill friends and family members.
I got a couple family members. Yeah.
But yeah, put it like this. Yo, if you get into a regular street fight, you ain't no cop, bro. If you get in a street fight and you lose, you take the ass whooping like a man and you walk away. Don't get nobody arrested. That's fucking corny.
Nah, they call backup.
That's corny. I don't have. How do I use my super civilian skills? I'm a regular ass dude. Like, you know, what the fuck? I just lose. That's it.
Nah, but I definitely like fucked up his nose.
Good. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Well, he got the Owen Wilson nose.
Yeah.
Have you been to Owen Wilson? Shit, all been crooked for years. He's still getting movie roles.
Yeah.
And they all pretty boy roles. Like, your nose is fucked up. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah. I'm hating.
Straight up, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm hating.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? Would you realistically try to save these damsels in distress?
That's a good topic for the No Cosign Podcast Instagram, which we will. That's actually yes. we're gonna open that up. I'll probably do it tonight.
But then, like, you know, in the words of J. Cole, don't save her, she don't want to be saved. Fuck, I don't know.
They don't even know. Yo, put it like this, yo. Before you get into any fucking relationship,
beat them. No.
Oh God.
No.
Learn how to love yourself and learn how to be alone. I learned how to love myself alone. So if nothing works out, I don't get all fucked. I was a little fucked up. I'm a little situation saying that because I'm human. But it's just like, yo, love yourself first before you can fully love somebody else. That's my take on it. Because if you give all your love to somebody else and don't love yourself, you start doing shit that kind of degrades who you are. And then when that person possibly puts his hands on you, or
and
her
feet.
Hands, yeah, hands and feet, and your ass don't love yourself enough, but I gotta get the fuck out of here. And put it like this, if any family member of mine, you better come to me if somebody puts their hands on you. I'm gonna beat the living shit.
Don't come to me, because I don't fuck with my family. Bro, I hope they get hands and feet put on them.
Even as a bouncer at a strip club, I haven't punched somebody dead in the face in so long, bro, because people just be chilling there.
Yeah.
You know how great it'll feel? That person that catches that one, and I'm not even a fighting kind of guy. Like, I ain't never had no Ken Ryu. I don't practice. I don't look for no fights. I ain't that guy. I'm a light-skinned lover. But I will knock somebody the fuck out, man, if you put your hands on a woman that I personally know.
It depends who the woman is. Like, if it's my ex, I'm like, damn. All right,
so what if you're at work and somebody comes behind the counter?
I don't have
counter?
A job. Oh, I can't.
That's what I'm
Taco
saying.
Bell.
Yeah, if you're at Tyler, somebody comes and you straight disrespect.
It depends.
Hot,
like if she gets beat up because she didn't give the extra sauce, I'm going to look at like, just give the fucking sauce.
Like, yo, you didn't follow your training?
Like the mild. Like, yeah, no one eats that shit. Just give it away.
Nobody wants the mild.
No.
It's the middle grade.
No woman deserves to get hit ever. I'm just in my feelings, but... I don't know.
I wish I would have had a 1-800 number. If you yourself or know
nigga,
somebody,
Google
call 1-800.
If you're listening to this, that means you have some sort of smartphone. So that means you could Google it.
That's actually a great point.
I'm sorry. I'm not a hotline.
You don't need to be no fucking psychiatrist to give this advice neither. Some people go to school for 10 years to get a degree to tell somebody to do something that needs common sense. If you're getting your ass beat and don't deserve it, get the fuck out. It didn't take me 10 years to figure it out to portray that message to somebody. It's called common sense, which isn't common.
It isn't. That's the sad part.
Common sense is not common. You know you don't like getting beat. Get the fuck out. Beat I wish we would have had a noise for that. I must be my own fucking soundboard.
Matter of fact, let me see what I could...
Soundboard.
Just tell him this.
Are you not entertained?
Well, as you beat him.
Are you not entertained?
Holy shit. Oh, me, while I'm beating the person up.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm holding his shirt and I'm looking at him while his girlfriend's probably going
to
kick me in the neck.
Yeah, oh, you're not entertained.
What are you doing to
just
my abusive
smack the
boyfriend?
Shit out of him.
Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, that's the best I could find.
Good topic, though. Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
You see how I get passionate, bro?
Yeah, well, that was good. That was good passion. I mean, Christmas just passed.
Christmas.
What did you get?
Shout out to my mom, man. I don't care how old I am. She got me these ill Bose headphones. These dope Bose headphones. You know, gym dude. And she got me a 6-pack of some fresh polo socks. They feel different. My feet don't feel as ashy in these. So
Polo socks are good.
Yeah, they feel really fucking good. I felt mad fancy. I went to a little workout class yesterday and I had a Nike check. at the polo check. Polo check, what the hell? Insignia. I had the polo insignia.
I was about to say, polo cut the check?
Yeah, I had the polo insignia. Fuck yeah. What did you get, man?
I technically got nothing.
No boxes, no t-shirts?
No, my mom gave me money, and I took that money, and I bought the other part of her gift.
What an animal. That's funny as hell. Hey, you know what? It's given.
No, because I bought them. I bought, my dad broke the TV that he had in his living room.
Was he watching the Knick game?
No.
And he was losing by 40, and he threw his fucking boot?
No, he tried to install something on a wall, and he didn't install it right. Damn. And the shit landed on the TV, and the shit cracked. Okay. So he's been watching my old TV that's like a 17-inch TV that's like a little-ass TV.
Yeah.
In this big-ass living room. And I just felt mad bad. And I was like, I gotta wait till Christmas to, like, you know, bless him. So I bought him a TV, like a 50-inch TV. And then the TV that I bought didn't fit the entertainment center that they had.
They still got an entertainment center?
Well, the table.
Well, so you better hang that up.
Nah, we're in the process of, like, moving.
Okay.
So it's, like, no point.
Okay, okay.
But I bought the little table.
Yeah.
And I just installed that yesterday. So, like, now their gift is, like, complete. But I used all that money for the table that my mom gave me.
You know what you put? It's cool, though, because you put back into.
Yeah.
So, my Christmas, though, you know, I have an 8-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old niece. So, they're always hanging out. So, I feel like I have two children as well as my sister. We try to get them the same exact thing. Because my daughter's little ass was in a room one day, like, what did you get us? And I hope you got two of it because we're going to fight over it. I said, in my head, I'm like, you motherfucker, you know you're going to fight. I said, since you know you're going to fight over it, how about you control it? Talk to my daughter like an adult. How about you control yourself? Yeah, because you're going to get two of us. We're going to fight over it. And I saw her little ass face. You know, her teeth are still growing in. Little big ass teeth. I'm like, you little fuck, man.
Yo, calling your daughter a little fuck is,
I
love hilarious.
It. No, that is my fucking, you know what I mean? Of course, that's my everything. I said it in my head. I don't curse for them. Avery knows that curses exist. Shout out to Avery, spelled with an I-E. You know what I mean? Avery, Milan, my little homies.
You know what's great about Christmas this year?
What's up?
After, now that we've healed. Yeah. We don't buy nobody shit.
Oh, that was amazing. Because I remember the last shorty I was dealing with, she looked at these long-ass $900 Desert Storm boots made by Gucci or some shit. I was like, I sent her the Under Armour version.
Oh, you're leading me right into my fucking topic. Look, I love it.
I sent her the Under Armour shits, the Desert Storm. I said, these look exactly the same. I'll rip off the Under Armour shits. Look, exact. I'm not cheap, but when you're trying to buy a house and shit, you gotta be practical, baby.
Yo, buy her Under Armour boots instead of Gucci boots.
Them shits was long. She said, yo, if y'all know, look at the Desert Storm Prada or Gucci. They were mad long, and they had like the Desert Storm brown.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a serious dickhead, I say these Under Armour shits go hard, and they 65. Them shits was huge. It's the same thing, motherfucker.
Don't know. It's
just
not
the name brand that fuck with you. I'm not gonna wear them. I want to wear them shit.
So I'm on Twitter, right? Because I love Twitter. Follow me at Unofficial Mayor on Twitter. So Michael Kors was trending.
Yeah, talk to me about that, because I saw somebody, like, they were talking about how they wouldn't wear.
Yes. That's exactly, because you led me in with the Gucci topic.
Okay.
Well, since when is Michael Kors and Coach, like, not luxury anymore?
That's a good fucking question, though. I mean, I want to, look, put it like this, man. I want to.
And you know, this is what pissed me off with women. You fucking bitches. You know what pisses me off? The women that are claiming that this is not luxury are the women wearing Fashion Nova.
Wow. You've made a third party, in my opinion, can I call it like a third party designer wear?
Is it really mainstream designer?
Fashion Nova is just affordable, and you know what I mean? I got a pair of sweats from Fashion Nova, which I have mad zippers.
Oh, you from
on.
Nigga Nova?
Yeah,
you mean? Yeah.
I'm never wearing them shits. Them shits fit funny. I like skinny joggers. They fit like some, you know, niggas like to wear extra big fucking clothes now.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I don't know what the fuck that is. But yeah, my fat. They owe me a pair of sweats too. It was only $10, but still, it just never got to my fucking house, ever.
The last chick I was dealing with, she purchased from Fashion Nova, and she tried to put on a pair of jeans, and the shit felt like paper. It's like.
No, and it, you know.
But then these are the same women, my ex included, that be wanting like Louis and Gucci. I'm like, you need to act your wage.
Here's my opinion on that, right? So, thank God for all these independent designers that are coming out. You know what I mean? These independent designers, like my homegirl Instagram, I'm seeing she's making these like these change wallets, like, but they're made out of like denim at Curly Junkie. I just love shouting people out because they're fire. And she, you know what I mean? That's like designer. That's fire. You know what I mean? So then you will go ahead and buy yourself some like some super expensive shit that you're just putting a little change into. Mm-hmm. I'm not super high maintenance. If y'all, I'm gonna be honest with you, women, I don't know if y'all ever date me at this. If you want that bag that bad, then you get it your fucking self.
Yeah.
Cause then it goes out of fat, it goes out of style, and next thing you know, you're using it. Yeah, man, I'm trying to buy a crib. You can buy that bag your fucking self if you like it that damn much.
Shit. You know what's crazy? I almost bought her that bag. I'm glad I didn't.
Cause you was in love, bro.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know, bro. Like I'm saying, in the future, if I have it, you study your woman. Like you were studying your woman, and you see that she liked it, and she's not asking for it every day.
Nah, she.
Hey, here you go, baby.
She's
girl,
not
bro.
Asking.
Oh, fuck
but
that
she,
bag.
She definitely mentioned it all the time.
Get you a Nike gym bag so you can go fucking get out of my face, pack your shit, and leave.
Get a Nike gym bag and have those Under Armour boots inside.
Yo, long used. You get
used
Under
boots?
Armour. Yes. You
oh,
get used
God.
Under Armour boots.
Oh God, no!
Fuck out of here with that shit. You get a $9,000 bag for what?
You can't even put $9,000 in it.
Women don't even organize the shit. I look into the ladies' purse. It looks like somebody fucking dumped the. Do you know the junk drawer in your house?
Yeah.
It looks like somebody dumped the junk
yes.
drawer. You got lip gloss from 7 years ago in there. What the fuck?
Shit's empty.
I'm not cheap right now, but like I said, I'm in the process
frugal.
Of yeah. I'm practical. Yo, does that make sense, y'all? Does that make fucking sense right now?
It does.
You better not walk out of that apartment with that expensive ass bag. If you walk out of an apartment with a bag that costs more than your fucking rent, you are stupid.
Can the same thing be said with sneakers?
Well, you retrade and resell though.
Yes.
You make it a business.
Yes.
You're not wearing fucking red bottoms to look cool in one Instagram picture, and it's on the bottom. So I can't fucking see unless you take a long ass step. The only way I can see you have red bottoms on if you run or you take a picture with your legs crossed and I see the bottom. What the fuck? It's just all, yo, but it's all about being, I'm over here going off right now.
Yeah, I love
it's
I'm
all
here.
About, it's all about the comfortability. Because when do I see the bottom of the red bottom? When? You can put on a pair of Steve, I'm not saying, look, I'm not that cheap, but I'm just saying. You put on a pair of fucking Steve Maddens and you're gorgeous. I don't give a fuck about what the bottom of your shoe look like. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being cheap. I'm being practical. Like right now, you ain't even gotta be Steve Mapp. It just makes women feel good that they own a pair of Christian fucking Louboutins. Oh. Or Louboutins.
Yeah.
Louboutins or Louboutins?
Louboutins.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, that motherfucker laughing in his house like, you foolish Americans, is Libertin. The whole time it's Libertin, you fucking idiots.
Why you got him sounding Russian?
I was trying to sound French. Fuck.
You had this dude sound like Drago. If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
I don't know, man. I went into a Michael Kors store, and the prices are still expensive.
You know,
and Michael Kors, I think, owns Louis Vuitton to some degree, I think.
People are fucking sheep, my guy. They're sheep.
Bah.
Yeah, real talk. I'm going to tell y'all a funny. You think name brands are cool? I went to West 22nd Street, bought me a pair of fours. Them shits last two basketball leagues and a nice fashionable event I went to. And guess who said something? Not a fucking person said a goddamn word. They had fake fours on that whole summer. Like, yeah.
I can't wear fake Jordans.
I'm not going to buy them again because, you know, I wouldn't even buy Jordans. You know what I'm saying? Unless I got, like, deals on them. You get deals, you know what I mean? There's some Jordans I really, really like. But, yo, I wore fake fours that whole summer.
What summer was this?
I don't fucking remember, but I played in two basketball leagues. I went to a party.
All in the same shoe?
I still got cheeks. Yeah.
And well, I getting still got, cheeks and fake fours is that, that's
I mean,
an accomplishment.
I took them off and put them to the side. You know
well,
saying?
You can't. You fucked in for grip. Because it's all about the grip at the end.
Look, I'm just trying to tell y'all.
Like ass naked with just fours? Fake fours?
Yeah.
Which fours were they? What color were they?
They were the OG joints, the red, black. They were right before the Spike Lee versions came out, the little Spike Lee joints.
Oh, okay.
They were right. I went to West 20, whatever the fuck. Got them for $90. Like I said, two basketball leagues, sexual activity, parties, and nobody said a fucking word to me.
Oh, so you got your $90 worth.
Hell, man, I got 90 days straight. Them niggas is dead. I played basketball in them before I wore them to the party, so you know I had to wipe them off for the Clorox wipe.
Oh, no, you made them work.
Them shits had a triple-double gone already. Made out in them shits looking at the triple-doubles. Like, yeah, you feel me, man? jeans, you know what I mean? The boot cut joints over there.
Oh, no! The boot cuts?
Nigga, that was a minute ago. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, my God.
Put a little rubber band at the bottom, you know what I'm saying?
Boot cuts are by far the worst jean
it's
cut ever.
Borderline belt bottom.
Yes.
Yeah. Yo, I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
Like the boot cut mom jeans? Nah, fam.
I had the bedazzled back pockets.
Yo, people try to make that a thing. We gotta have an episode one day where we're just gonna talk about bad fashion trends, like Ed Hardy.
Oh,
and Black Label.
Never. Oh yeah, that shit was. I had a Black Label shirt. It looked noisy as fuck.
Yo, how do your shirt look noisy?
It's mad noisy. It's mad. Like, what is that? It's a dragon fighting a guy. Is it a guy getting eaten by a dragon? Bunch of words. Like, nah, bro.
It's a mummy in a fucking cape. I don't know, bro. That was a nasty time in fashion.
You took mad drugs, painted on shit, and because you saw a famous person wear it, you started dick riding.
Yeah.
Good job, yo.
Yeah, we had like the big over white tees over the knee.
That's disgusting, bro. I look back, like, we really walk around with dresses on, bro. Dresses, dirty braids, and
fake fours.
Yeah. I was out there living.
Oh, we were living our worst life.
I want to know, whoever tunes in, I want to know the cornball that wore that belt buckle out and a woman has sex with you based on your fucking belt buckle. Because I had the same belt for like 10 years,
dog. I know somebody, but I'm not going to air them out.
I don't. You tell me later.
Yeah.
First initial?
A.
Fuck. You? No, man.
I'm too fat for jeans.
Oh, cut it out. Cut it out. But yeah, bro, like, look, I had the same belt for 10, 15 years, man. Them jeans been dropping the same. Hello. You got to hit it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck. My fault.
You don't need no belt buckle to hear this.
Hello, ladies.
Jeans down to the ankles and rat tailing. With the face cloth in the bathroom.
With the fake fours.
Yo, I'm just trying to let y'all know, man. If you believe in yourself, you don't need. There's no pimp. I had a pimp my ride. There was a pimp in my ride. I'm not saying I'm a pimp. Now I'm OD'ing. But you can rock.
That was a thing. Everyone swore they were a pimp back then.
Fucking pimp, dog. My uncle said a pimp was when you can turn down pussy. Shout out to Uncle Dre. He said, yo, a real pimp turns down pussy.
We need to get him on here one day.
Oh, Uncle Dre be crazy. Fuck you, nigga. I ain't seen him in like a few months. He'll be like, fuck you, nigga. I got to warm up to him again. A real pimp. I hate to even use the word pimp because it puts down people, but a real ladies man can turn it down once in a while. You don't have to take everything that's thrown at you.
I'm catching everything now.
You got the community meet. You don't want the community meet.
Yo, community meet might be the name of this episode.
Nigga, you do not want the community
the commie meet.
The commie meet? Yo, I got that from shout out to Benny King, man. Benny King Jr. He's like, Sharon, now you get on the bitches, sharing your meat with the community. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm actually not doing that right now because I wanted to stay attached to my body.
Yeah.
There's a lot of misconceptions about being light-skinned, thinking I'm fucking everything that's walking. I'm not.
Why not?
I think it's just for, you don't want everybody to say they got a piece of you, man.
Some type
of
exclusivity.
Yeah, sad.
I have a lot to give.
You're a fucking savage. You're savage, bro. But you want to be exclusive. Like, yo, I've had people lie. I had females lie, which made me feel, as I'm a guy.
Lie on your dick?
Yeah. Like, yeah, wow. You know what I mean? And how you gonna say the sex is, first of all, sex is amazing, and we never had sex. So I look super fire. Like, oh, shit, okay, cool. Because the girl is less of a desirable. So it's whatever. Shout out to you, you fucking piece of shit.
Damn, it was just one woman that lied on you or multiple?
One that I know about. What do I know about? I'm not saying.
No, don't say her name. We have to protect her anonymity.
No. She looks good now. Why can't you lie now?
Was she fat before?
Not fat, but just didn't like. There's a lot of things out of whack in my opinion back then. Why don't you lie now, motherfucker?
She look good now. She probably got her body done.
Real.
She probably put her body on Klarna.
Her belly button is crooked. That shit is off to the left.
Yo, man, I seen a chick that I'm feeling, and I realized her belly button
is off.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
It's weird. It looks like. Somebody
Panama pointed it out. I'm like, fuck.
Fuck. Come on. You gotta do it. Come on, man. Yo, you gotta get that as a fuck.
I have to make myself a drop.
I love what you said. Come on, man.
Like, fuck, man. Yeah, like, her belly button looked like an elbow.
That's bad, yo.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
That's bad. You gotta bet. If you're gonna pay. Don't be in somebody's basement in the Bronx, man. Go pay for that
going
shit.
Going to J-Lo. Yeah, going to fat J-Lo.
Don't go to Bronx J-Lo. You got to go to L.A. J-Lo.
Mm. Yeah, man. I don't know. Well, speaking of Nike and fake fours, this is a semi-smooth transition. Did you hear that... who was it here? Baron Davis and...
Oh, they about to buy Reebok. For
yeah.
Baron Davis and Master P.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think that's They were questioning if it was a good buy or not. I think it's a good buy.
It's a good buy because Reebok, all right, my brother's wife used to work for Adidas Corporate, which was associated with Reebok.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually cool to a designer of Reebok. It's crazy how her following on Instagram isn't crazy, but she's talking to people that have millions of followers. It's funny how that works. Like, she designed this shit to you have on, but that's come down to humility. Like, she don't give a fuck about that. I think it's a good move for them. It's a good move for the black community, for the minority community. Keep on buying the shit that we wear. We grew up wearing shit like that.
Yeah, but Reebok today, I feel, is not more fashionable.
Yeah.
At least from the experience that I see, like, having dibbled and dabbled, working and being part of the sneaker community.
Yeah.
I feel like Reebok is more like geared to like CrossFit.
Yes, I see a lot of CrossFit Reebok.
So you as a trainer, like, have you
I'm
ever...
I'm not wearing them shits.
Well, there you have it.
I would wear a pair of fucking Reeboks. Fuck it.
I'm saying, have you trained in Reeboks? Like, no?
Nigga, I've trained in Converse before, but I've never trained.
Yeah, but you say that Converse is a good for like weightlifting.
Heavyweight, because it's the closest thing to having a flat foot to where you're able to push through your heels.
Yeah.
But train the tip of the day. Ding, ding, ding. If you lift heavyweight, you know what I mean? But
you're kind of going to our stock tip of the day. Do you think Reebok would be a good stock to buy?
Absolutely. I'm hoping that, like, nowadays it's buy black, right? So if they get behind this shit.
That's why I buy all the coal, because it's black.
You're stupid, man. You know what I mean? If the minority community, I hope everybody gets behind it, because Master P in general paved the way. Baron Davis, an amazing individual, played ball, came up from nothing type shit. So if you come up similarly to that, to see that is a fucking win, bro. So I would buy a few shares. Absolutely.
But is that your stock tip of the day?
All right, here's my stock tip of the day. All right, let me talk to you about stocks in general. I have people that are afraid to invest in fucking stocks, right? I said, take $20, get some bullshit ass, just learn. You got to learn through mistakes, right?
Mm.
Bruh, I equate this shit to a fucking bank that has an amazing upside and some downside. If you put $100 into the fucking bank and leave it there, in 5 years, you might have $110 off of their fucking interest, correct?
Mm.
Bruh. If you invest $100 into the stock market and your shit happens to go up, you can have $500 to $1,000. So people are afraid of what? I'm like, you're going to go buy this pack of bullshit at the store, but you won't invest in something that can build.
But a lot of people won't invest in themselves.
There's a misconception.
They always want to, it's like, for example, I work in the fashion industry.
Besides Taco Bell.
Outside of Taco Bell.
Yes.
Outside of my 9-to-5. So,
nigga, shirt smell like straight taco meat right now. You just came from work, bro?
Yeah, I do.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
I got a taco meat with the sauce?
Yeah, the mild.
Nobody likes the mild.
Nobody likes the mild. But, yeah, people would, like, skip out on, like, certain things and making clothes because they don't fully want to invest in themselves. But then they turn around, and as they're, like, presenting me that they want to start a company, they're, like, all Gucci down, Louis down. And it's like, cool, like, yeah, great. It looks like you have money, but it's like you're trying to start something and you're not even trying to invest in yourself fully to give, like, the most quality for your clients. Like, you know,
that's actually a really good parallel you just drew there. Mm-hmm. To invest in something else and not yourself.
Because you're
somebody else's
time.
Billboard. Like, granted, I have a pair of Nikes, but I wait till the prices go down. I shop smart. You know what I'm saying? That's hilarious. Was that a little... My man, I wish I could have saw that. I got Nikes on. He said, yeah, let me stretch.
Oh, now I was trying to stretch because I'm fucking tired.
Stress you tired. So look, I would say, like, to draw the equation of that, is like, yo, if you're going to bust $50 on a fucking... Like, yo, $50, $60 on a video game that you're going to sit on your ass and it doesn't appreciate. Yo, I put... Like you said, you put $100...
You got to buy some VC.
Yeah, fucking VC. My character, speaking of VC really quick, my character's been on 65 for like 2 years. I haven't bought not one fucking VC. But look, if you're gonna, I would say you can play. You can take $20, $30, $40, $50 and I'll help you. You come invest, do a little bit of research, do a lot of research. You know what I mean? And it's a crapshoot. It can go on luck. It can go on hunches. You can read on the S&P. Like, yo, I'm not a professional per se, but all I'm choosing to do is to educate myself on these stocks. You know what I'm saying? My boy, shout out to Payne. I'm going to have him on in one day. He's amazing with it. Mm-hmm. He does, I forgot, the options trading. Then you have people that say options trading is bad. So we got like a little debate. So I'll keep it real. I invested over this COVID shit like $800 into the stock market slowly. Not all at one time.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm up to almost, you know, I got a grand, 1,060 right now. So it appreciated. If I would have put $800 in the bank, guess where it would have been at?
$800.
Yeah.
Probably so, zero, because you probably would have spent it already.
Oh, yeah. I put my money away, man. I've been investing in certain things. So even when I say I'm broke and have not a dollar in my pocket, it's not true, because it's sitting somewhere watching me. Real shit, because your boy about to get this fucking crib. But look, don't be afraid to invest in stocks. Come to me with $25 and I guarantee I'll get you started. Like, I'm not a
you come with me with $25 and I'm going to waste it.
I'm going to buy 3 number 2s with the new flavor of the Mountain Dew.
Yes, actually, the new flavor of the Mountain
Dew. You got that fucking mango Baja fucking.
No, it's actually a strawberry peach sherbet.
Sounds pretty good.
It's horrible.
Yo, that's my stock tip of the day, man. Come to me with $25 or come to me with $30 that you was gonna waste on fucking a pint of Crown Royal and bad condoms and make some bad decisions, and I can help you elevate. I can help you. I love helping. All right,
That's good. It. Helping is good.
Helping is good.
It is, man. I mean,
it is, man. Come on.
Sometimes.
Man.
Sometimes. Let me see what else I have here before we
are we about to wrap this shit.
Yeah, we about to wrap this shit up. What's the let me see what I have here.
Talk to me, man.
Oh, this is what I wanted to get in a conversation with you, and then the computer crashed. So I'm at Panama's house, and we're getting ready to go to this Christmas party. Oh, but let me preface this. What's the worst Christmas gift you ever gotten?
The worst Christmas gift. You know I'm a nice guy, bro. Like anything.
Nah, fam. Because I have a story about this Christmas party it's like, what the fuck?
Nobody. I don't think I've been fortunate enough to every gift that I got. I mean, as a kid, my mom getting me a button down shirt. I was like, what the fuck? I'm not getting no chicks. And I can't wear these with my fours. But you know, you never want to get that fucking bag with the tissue paper and a sweater in it. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to call it the worst because, you know, I eventually got to rock that shit at somebody's party with the fours. Yeah. But I'm just saying in general, I can't. You go ahead. You probably got some wild. All
right. So
I love everything, man. All
right. So let me preface this because it's a two-part. It's going to be into like two parts of this conversation. So we go to this party. Fast forward to the party scene. And we're doing a round robin Secret Santa.
Okay.
So everybody like needed to buy something of $25 or less. I mean, or up.
Is that what you got? You said you was fucking bringing a gift card?
I mean, yes. Okay. 1,000%.
Smart man. Whoever gets that thing for whatever.
And like, you know, shout out to the LGBTQ community. Me and Panama were the only straight people there.
Well, all right now.
So I don't know how to purchase things for like
waiting
that
for
community.
Tonight. Whoa.
Yeah. There was a lot of that. And they're great people.
No, 100%.
And the mac and cheese was great.
Great, they put extra cheese in there.
Yeah. So I don't know what to get them. So I was like, a gift card.
A gift card is smart.
Is you know, it's unisex.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy. It's money.
Yeah.
So I buy a gift card and I'm with Panama and a mutual friend of ours, and we all kind of get gift cards because we all don't know what to get.
Yeah,
it's
smart.
Safe.
You're an adult.
Yes,
now.
It's safe.
Yeah, so, gas, food.
We get there and they have like a bin, and everyone has like big bags and like all this other shit, and we're doing the round robin thing. So everyone's got to get in line. We got to spin around, close our eyes, we stick our hand in the bin, and whatever gift you touch first, that's what you get.
Yeah.
So, mentally, me, I kind of just wanted to go on what I came with. So I knew that Panama got a gift card, Old Girl got a gift card, and I got a gift card. So if I could just get a gift card, I will break even.
Yes.
So I went in with a Visa gift card. I left out with an Apple gift card. So
hey.
I was happy.
Hey.
Panama gets like this chain. Like, I guess the person works in a jewelry type of capacity.
Okay.
So like he physically handcrafts like these necklaces, and a nice necklace.
That's fire.
Fire. Yeah. Definitely the most expensive gift that was there. Cool.
Shit.
I felt bad for his homegirl though.
What did she get?
A patch.
What do you mean a patch?
Like a patch that you might put on a jacket.
So somebody actually bought a patch.
Yes.
That's
a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich patch.
What is that? Like, fuck, I'm not, look, it's the thing that counts, but who had the fucking nerve? She reached in a bag and pulled out a patch.
No, she reached in the bag and she grabbed a bag that would have looked like a wine bottle, because it's like those long.
And it had a patch at the bottom of it?
That was it.
Who the fuck?
Found out who it was, and I knew if it was me that would have grabbed the patch, I think I would have went back and just been like, I think this belongs to you.
You can use this more than I can.
Yeah. Yeah, I can make this. I can make this at home. But I was like, yeah, I was like, it made me wonder, like, what's the worst Christmas gift you've ever gotten? Because I think that's a slap in the face.
See, if I ever would have had like a Secret Santa type situation, I probably would could like, you know, actually rival your conversation.
Yeah.
But I've never had a situation. But that is fucking stupid.
Yeah, I felt mad bad. I wanted to give her my Apple card.
And how much was it?
Like 25.
That's pretty good though.
I felt like giving it to her because I felt bad.
That's
a
charger wire, man. Fuck.
You know, no, it is. Terrible. I actually need a charger.
There you go.
But this is like, it was frustrating because it's like, damn, like she out here paid the limit. I think she went a little over because she actually bought us like the little bags for us to put the shit in, because
what, decorative shit. To make
yeah, good? Because I would have dead ass went in with the car like, yo.
Grown ass man, yeah.
Yeah, like this is what we did.
My presentation's bad.
Presentation's horrible. So, you know what I mean? Like, she went and then she came out with a patch. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, come on, man. Like, we gotta.
Come on, man.
You know what pissed me off? Like, because we found out who it was, and when Panama got his necklace, the dude was trying the necklace on. I'm like, first of all, you can't be trying another nigga's necklace on.
I would have gave Shorty the necklace, bro.
I mean, that's on them, because I was just like...
It's not a big deal to me. Yeah, Shorty.
But, like, the dude, when we kind of, like, asked him, like, we not fully pressed him. It wasn't, like, a full-court press. It was more like a half-court press. And he was like... And then his facial expression kind of said, I'm like, and walked away. I felt like grabbing this nigga by his...
Motherfucker.
His fucking neck. And just yoked the little nigga up.
Take your fucking patch back, motherfucker. You start threatening him and shit.
Yeah, man. Eat this shit. Eat the sandwich, bitch. Yeah, man. I was tight. But,
How about this? We're going to unshout out to that guy.
Yeah.
Unshout out. No shout out for that man.
But then I said all that to go back to the beginning question. What are some superstitions you believe in?
Some superstitions I believe in?
Yeah.
Splitting the pole. Walking on the ladder. Walking on the ladder is just fucking stupid.
Walking on the ladder?
Under.
Oh, yeah.
That's just fucking stupid anyway. Like,
I walk under all the ladders.
That's just dangerous. Like, somebody can be... I don't know. That's just fucking stupid in the first place. Without superstition. That's it. Walking under the ladder.
Those are the ones you believe in?
Yeah. In sports. In sports, too. If I drop 20 wearing a certain pair of socks... I wear the same socks until I just don't do good no more. Like, I feel like they have gas.
Do you wash them?
No, you don't wash them.
So I ain't gonna wash them.
I dropped 20 and I'm wearing the same.
So in that summer league that you was in two leagues.
I wasn't dropping 20 every game, though.
Okay, I was about to say.
I had like 15
fake
point
fours
game,
with the nasty socks?
Nasty socks, bro. And they were the Wilsons, too. You know the
oh
Wilsons?
Oh, my
you get
God.
The fucking 10-pack from Odell's for like $6. So
yeah,
shit,
shout out to Odell's.
I know, I miss you, old man. Your motherfuckers supply me with the illest socks with the W on the toe. But that's a superstition I believe in. Like, if you have a hot streak, whatever you're doing, like, I went to, shout out to my boy Juan. They're Argentinian, Italian. So they had, like, a dope-ass little roast. They had the food, the very fresh food. And they were watching the game. I think they were messy, whatever. And if they won while I was there, I have to go to all their gatherings for every game, because now I am a piece of their winning streak.
Are they buying the food?
They cook, yo. They fresh, bro. My man had. I'm telling you, they grew their own food. This is in Suffern, New York. So they had like little greenhouses. Like, yo, it was very, very fucking self sufficient people, and the food was fresh as hell. I felt so good eating their food.
Oh, that's great.
I felt different. That's stupid. You went away from it.
That's great.
Oh, I have a phone call. I gotta answer this.
All right. Can we listen in or not listen in?
Sure.
That's the rule on this podcast.
Hi, Shelly.
How are you, my love?
I am actually recording my podcast, and you are live on the air.
You are a guest.
So don't say anything incriminating about you, or more importantly, me.
You got that crack?
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ, Shane.
You told me to hide it.
You told me to stash it.
See, look what you got me doing here.
My bad.
Are you on your way to me, or?
I am. I'm like 8 minutes away.
All right, cool. We're about to wrap up anyway. So just give me a few minutes.
Perfect. Wait, shout out to our first guest, Shelly, though. This is Shane, by the way. You're our first guest.
Oh, hi, Shane. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice yourself? To meet you. Nice to meet you as well.
Great, thank you.
I'll see you in 8 minutes.
I will see you in 8 minutes. All right, guys.
All right. All right, Josh. That was our first guest.
Yeah, we have a rule that if the phone rings, you got to answer it.
Fuck.
So if any bill collectors,
shit.
If you need an extended warranty, you're going to hear it here.
When I get a phone call, Shane, I'm going to fuck you up. Like, what did I do?
Yeah.
We gotta find another wire to connect my shit.
Nah, we'll just pass the wire.
I see a certain name. I'm going to be like...
No.
I got to take a piss. All of a sudden, I got to take a piss.
Oh, so back to the superstition thing.
What do you believe in?
I don't believe in shit.
Come on, man.
I think all my bad luck. It's funny because I'm in Panama's house. I mean, he's getting ready to go to this party. And I sit down, and he's wearing like this fedora, and I put the fedora on the bed.
Oh, you don't put hats on the bed, right?
I never heard of that shit.
I heard of that. Yo, you don't put hats on the bed.
Nigga, I currently have like 77 hats on my bed.
Yeah, change it up, buddy.
Because I'm waiting for these hat these hat duffels to come in.
Yeah.
But all the hats are on my bed. It's like on the other side of the bed. So I'm sleeping on one side.
You roll over, your hats are fucked.
No, I'm not. I sleep like if like I'm sleeping on a twin. Because all my hats are on the
pencil?
Bed. Yeah, I sleep like I'm dead. Like this.
Hands across your chest and shit?
Yeah. So I was like, that's probably where all the bad luck is coming from.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That's one, too. I don't put hats on the bed. I don't know what it is. It's just when I was growing up, like the men in my family, like, don't put hats on the bed type shit.
I never heard of that shit until last week.
Don't put hats on the table or the bed type shit.
I heard don't put shoes on the table, but why would you put shoes on the table?
Better fucking not. Who the fuck?
I don't know. I've heard of that, but why would you put shoes on the table?
Don't put your used drawers on your fucking table. Buddy, that shouldn't be a fucking thing. Come on, man. Fuck.
But yeah, man, tell the people where to follow you because we got to wrap up.
Yo, this was fun, man. This was fun.
My drugs are coming in like 5 minutes.
All right, you can follow me on Instagram at I am Shane Timberlake. Clubhouse, is it Shane Timberlake or I am Shane Timberlake?
I don't know.
I'm fucking stupid. I should have kept it consistent. Clubhouse is Shane Timberlake. And Twitter is capital S Shane Timberlake with an A with an 8 is the K. Ah, fuck it. Just follow me on Instagram to get everything you need to know. I am Shane Timberlake, man.
This is another like.
What the fuck was that?
It's Mark Anthony, bro. It's New Year's.
I'm sorry, I don't be knowing, bro. I'm like half Puerto Rican and don't know shit.
Come on, this
I'm
is
a
New Year's.
Rican.
Y'all know where to find me at Unofficial Mayor. Follow at No Cosign Podcast. We have a giveaway coming out.
Oh, yes, we have a giveaway. The first. We're going to figure it out. The first 25 or 50 people to follow us get a free t-shirt. And, you know, you got to tag other people. We'll have the
rules
together.
Do a raffle for women.
Yes.
And I'll take you on a date.
Yeah. And I'll drive you guys to where you guys are going.
As a chauffeur.
Yes, I will chauffeur. And I only play UK trap music.
Peace, bitch.
Come on, man.